Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, first hour Monday. Jim Fetzer with major news about what's going on in the White House and the snooping by the Obama administration. Jim, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Glad to be with you again.
I can't believe the firestorm what's going on over the weekend. I don't think Trump would make these accusations without some pretty serious evidence.
Oh, I agree. And we now have confirmation from a former CIA analyst by name of Larry Johnson, who joined the CIA in 1985, was later promoted to become a senior regional analyst for Central America before going on to work for the State Department. According to his sources, the Obama administration worked with the NSA, the CIA, and Britain's General Communications Headquarters to disseminate information about Donald Trump that was illegally obtained via surveillance before the election. He told Russia Today that the controversy was a huge deal, and that Trump's real only mistake was to call it wiretapping, which was technically incorrect because it was a form of electronic surveillance. Here's a quote from Larry Johnson. I understand from very good friends that both Jim Clapper and John Brennan at CIA were intimately involved in trying to derail the candidacy of Donald Trump, that there was some collusion overseas with Britain's own GCHQ, explained Johnson, adding that information on Trump gathered by GCHQ was passed to Brennan and illegally disseminated within the Obama administration with a green light coming from Obama himself. Donald Trump is in essence correct that the intelligence agencies and some in the law enforcement community on the side of the FBI were in fact illegally trying to access, monitor his communication with his aides and with other people, all of this with an end of trying to destroy and discredit his presidency, said Johnson, noting that the head of the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers, visited Trump shortly after his victory, prompting Clapper and others to call for Rogers to be fired. According to Johnson, Rogers visited Trump Tower in order to cover himself because he knew the NSA had been used to spy on Trump. There's a genuine effort to take out and defeat Donald Trump even in the aftermath of his election, said Johnson, calling for the senior executives behind the plot within the NSA and CIA to be fired. I think this is exactly right. It fits everything else we know. After all, Bill, think about this. They got rid of General Flynn. Why? Because they had surveyed conversations alleged between him and Russia. How, right, therefore, can the claim be made that that Obama wasn't surveying anything possibly be true? Their own case of Flynn contradicts it.
Yeah, now the important thing to me is this is a serious crime that normally Obama needs to go to prison over, but all his Confederates, including the intel agencies, need to be dealt with.
Here's a former Attorney General, Mike Mukasey, on Sunday said President Trump was likely correct that there was surveillance on Trump Tower for intelligence purposes. Incorrect in accusing former President Barack Obama of ordering the wiretapping. But it turns out while the claim is made that it can't be done, the law actually stipulates that the president, listen to this, Chapter 26 of Title 50 of the U.S. Code, War and National Defense, Subchapter 1, Section 1802, notwithstanding any other law, the president, through the attorney general, may authorize electronic surveillance without a court order under this subchapter to acquire foreign intelligence information for periods of up to 1 year. Now, what that tells me is, yes, Obama didn't himself directly direct it, but directed the Attorney General Loretta Lynch to do it. Yeah. She has been silent about this. In the past, she has, however, spoken up that there was no Russian hacking in our election, which, of course, was an outrageous claim, completely without foundation, where we even know exactly the route by which the information about the DNC reached Julian Assange, namely by way of Seth Rich, the IT guy for the DNC, disillusioned over all the efforts to sabotage the campaign of Bernie Sanders, gave him to Craig Murray, an intelligence analyst, UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, and head of a college who's a friend of Julian Assange, which Julian Assange then put out. And while Assange hasn't openly acknowledged that Seth Rich was a source, he and Murray have both denied that there was any Russian involvement and offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever killed Seth Rich.
That's quite amazing. Quite amazing. Wow.
Now, a radio host by the name of Mark Levin, who's a very substantial guy.
I listened to this guy. He was amazing.
I thought he was very impressive. Bill, and he's a lawyer himself. He's not going to be making reckless claims. But we're getting a lot of nonsense from the administration and its apologists out there. Get this, we even have a new report now from Investment Watch blog that Obama also bugged Jeff Sessions while he was still a senator last year. That Corey Lewandowski, former Trump campaign manager, told Judge Jeanine on Saturday that the Obama administration had wiretapped sitting U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions while he was still a senator. Now, that's going to piss off a lot of senators, Bill, I'll tell you right now. That's going to be a very big deal.
Right. The fact that senators are being bugged is a serious, what I call, abuse of power and a geopolitical crime. Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, there's an awful lot about all of this. I mean, it's,
this is the kind of stuff you see in we call tin republics or communist empires. This is the kind of stuff you see in totalitarian regimes, not in America.
Well, America is not all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, what could be more obvious? And the fact that, look, you got this guy Clapper out there saying it didn't happen because if it had, he would have known about it. But the fact is, this guy is a giant liar. He's the guy who told the Congress that there was no NSA surveillance of the American people when it turned out all of us are under surveillance. I mean, how anyone could take him to be a credible source is beyond me.
Yeah, he doesn't even look straight up at the camera. He looks down because you know he's lying.
Yeah, so you have lawmakers renewing calls for James Clapper perjury charges for having made those false reports. Even Russia Today, by the way, is reporting that Trump has asked Congress to establish whether the Obama administration abused its investigative powers in 2016. I think this is very, very good, Bill. It puts Obama on the defense. It exposes the corruption. We already knew that Obama had greatly expanded the authority of the NSA to share all of its raw data with 16 other intel agencies, which multiplied the prospects for leaks astronomically. I mean, and his efforts to undermine the Trump administration are legion. We have a major report from the Daily Mail. Exclusive, Barack Obama's close confidant Valerie Jarrett has moved into his new D.C. home, which is now the nerve center for their plan to mastermind an insurgency against Donald Trump. Obama's goal is to oust Trump for the presidency either by forcing his resignation or through his impeachment. A family member tells Daily Mail, Jarrett has moved into the 8,200 square foot, $5.3 million Caloroma mansion to work closely with the former president, Michelle Obama. I mean, this is completely outrageous. Here's further from the Daily Mail. Barack Obama is turning his new home in the posh Calorama section of the nation's capital, just 2 miles away from the White House, into the nerve center of a mounting insurgency against his successor, President Donald J. Trump. Obama's goal, according to a close family friend, is to oust Trump from the presidency either by forcing his resignation or through his impeachment. And Obama is being aided in his political crusade by his longtime conciliary, Valerie Jarrett, who's moved into the mansion with a former president and Michelle Obama, longtime best friends. This is a form of sedition and treason, Bill, I got to tell you. There's a point at which they're going to have to be held to account.
I think they need to be arrested immediately and put in prison after a very swift trial.
I think it's on that order, Bill, I do. I mean, this is nonsense. He can't just allow this to go on. It's treason, and to allow it to go on without taking the steps to
with sufficient information right now call for a special investigator of the current status, that there actually is a geopolitical insurrection. This is a crime. This is a federal serious crime. In fact, under times of war, which is what we have right now with the war against Islam, this is punishable by execution.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, a lot of this is motivated because they're fearful that they're going to be arrested because of Pizzagate. In other words, We know that Barack Obama was deeply involved in Pizzagate. In terms of the John Podesta emails, which led to the discoveries, we even have one which says that Barack spent $65,000, that's taxpayers' money, Bill, to fly pizza and dogs from Chicago to D.C. for a private party. Yeah. Well, when you understand the code that they're using, pizza and dogs stands for little girls and little boys. The White House won't accept food from outside sources in a blanket fashion, period, right, because of the risk of poisoning. It would be absurd if these were real pizza pies and real hot dogs, even Chicago style, to fly them over 1,000 miles. You can get plenty of pizza and dogs right in Washington, D.C. And it's very clear, you know, that Obama is profoundly involved here. Not only that, but Nancy Pelosi turns out to have her own Goat Hill Pizzeria in San Francisco. I became suspicious of Pelosi when it turned out that the California elector, who was pushing the other electors to defect from Donald Trump, turned out to be Pelosi's daughter. A fan has gone to Goat Hill Pizza and taken photographs, and the walls are covered with drawings and letters from children. It's clear this James Alefantis in Washington, D.C., who's been ranked among the 50 most powerful figures in Washington, has to have some special role here. There's plenty of indication that his Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria appears to be the center of all this activity, that there are underground basement rooms and so forth for torturing and even murdering children, that there's a network of tunnels beneath them, and that bucks hunting and fishing and the best of pizza are all connected in all of this. That's all the evidence there is overwhelming, Bill.
Right. This is beyond, the most bizarre B-movie you can imagine. And it shows that the globalists are Satanists. It shows that they will know no bounds whatsoever, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. It shows now that they're so desperate they're willing to do anything, including trying to assassinate the president. They're doing a character assassination in the intel and the media. But this latest Towergate, and I got an interesting comment here, because I'll be trying to bring on Josh Bernstein as well. Are now facing a real crisis in America. We have the missile test by Iran and North Korea, which were never dealt properly with by the abomination regime. That's what I'm calling the abomination. And now we have a situation where the economy is teetering on a global collapse. And instead of the Democrats lining up even with things that they like, I mean, it's what's amazing is they must be spraining their face not to smile or clap during the speech last Tuesday that Donald Trump gave, indicating things that every Democrat should love. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the speech, of course, was a fantastic success, and I think that's why they're pulling all these stunts, you know, pulling out the stops. I have a new report that Jeff Sessions is conducting a grand jury in Washington, D.C. On all these pedophile epidemics, that one person, Kevin Bell, has been reported to have been suicided before his meeting with Sessions, and that the pedophiles are panicking. And it appears to me that also includes Senator from New York, the head of the minority, and Al Franken.
This guy's been well known as being a weirdo for a long time. Isn't
so that they're panicking because of causing panic.
And of course, Al Franken has been known for over a decade to be a pedophile master. I mean, and the media just kind of slides over it. I've heard about this more than 10 years ago.
Really?
Al Franken's been well known in local circles there, and I've had reports going back over 10 years.
And my understanding is that they have video of all these people, including Chuck Schumer, and that he is, that's why he's been dragging out everything in the Congress. He doesn't want to have Trump in position to actually run the government.
Well, his deputy attorney general and his other aides and so on, the second level hasn't been appointed yet. It's ridiculous.
I know. So Sessions seems to be doing the job.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I suspect is going to happen, that we're quickly approaching April and May. And by May Day, which is May 1st, all hell is going to break loose for Obama and his coterie of satanic child-eating monsters. I think it's that when Obama and his group start to go down, it's going to be like Norwegian rats jumping off a sinking ship.
Well, this wouldn't surprise me, Bill, because there's so much here. I mean, let me talk a bit about the speech. I mean, it was tremendously well-received. The report's reaction to Trump, 7 in 10 said Trump boosted optimism. Very positive response, 57%. Somewhat positive, 21%. That's already 78%. This is coming from CNN, which is the most negative of all. So if even CNN is having to make these admissions, Trump's policies will move the country in the right direction, 69%. Wrong direction, 26%. Trump's speech makes you feel more optimistic, 69, more pessimistic, 28. That's why they started to drop these things Sessions, for example, having spoken to the Russian ambassador. This was a simple case of taking a sentence out of context to try to make something out of it. It's such an elementary fallacy, and yet the Republicans have all fallen for it. There was no Russian hacking in our election. We know the source of the DNC email. The Russian dossier was nonsense. It was made up by a member of the chat board for 4chan about this alleged story of Trump hiring prostitutes to pee on a bed Obama slept on. I mean, how stupid is that? How dumb do you have to be to fall for nonsense like that?
Well, you have to be a drug addict in your final days before you die of drug overdose and anorexia. Yeah, you have to be completely brain dead and your cortex is melting.
By the way, any meeting between, for example, a senator and the Russian ambassador is coordinated by the State Department. So the State Department actually set up the meeting Sessions had, which was even in his own Senate office, if there were any skullduggery. I mean, that would be absurd. But the fact is that the Obama State Department set it up. And then you have, there are all these other cases where members of the Senate are meeting with the Russian ambassador. He even sat with the Democrats during the State of the Union speech. Sessions has recused himself from a probe of the Russian election interference, but it's a nothing burger. There is nothing there. There is no beef.
Yeah. Amazing. It was remarkable. Wow.
And we got so much nonsense, too. You got Dan Rather saying the fuse is lit and Trump-Russia is about to go boom for Trump and the GOP. How ridiculous. We got James Comey, actually the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, who told Rents Priebus that the stories that were appearing in the New York Times about the subject were bullshit. And while the FBI declined to go public with it, they said you could quote him on it, so that the Trump administration has been pointing this out. Trump says even Clapper admitted to him that the Russia report was made up of phony facts. It's embarrassing. Here's a tweet from Trump. James Clapper called me yesterday to denounce a false and fictitious report that was illegally circulated, made up, phony facts. Too bad. I mean, this is all such ridiculous nonsense.
I'll tell you what it tells me, though. It tells me that Obama and his coterie of criminals, including Nancy Pelosi, these people are desperate. They're like a person that is about to go to the electric chair or to be getting a lethal injection, and at the last minutes they're trying to lie about their multiple murders they've already committed that have been caught on camera. That's how desperate these people are. They're willing to lie in the face of facts that smack them down hard. It's amazing. It's embarrassing, and it's, to me, something has to be done. These people need to be arrested now. Now, now, now. Do it, Trump. Arrest them.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My analysis is we have, from my contact with CENTCOM, which I made a month and a half ago, by the end of this month, a NO-4, NO-8 missile, solid fuel, can strike New York City with a now weakened or ineffective space defense system against incoming missiles from North Korea with satellite-based targeting technology that are transferred during the Clinton era through the Lockheed Martin Inter-Sputnik to Beijing, China, which was handed off to North Korea. Now, people need to understand, on the side of the missiles that the Iranians have actually been firing toward Israel, which now could reach Tel Aviv in 7 minutes, they have put in every Hebrew how they're going to destroy it. Now, these are apocalyptic mullahs. I have friends in Iranian. They're nice people. They're smart people. They're Caucasian people. And these people that have come out of there, they're in, friends in Colorado and elsewhere, they've tell me that the young people in, are not supporting these mullahs. But it's like the time during the Shah of Iran, who was, by the way, put there by the CIA. And the CIA was pulled out, and they put the Ayatollah Khomeini in his place. That was a CIA operation. People need to know that. I actually have Iranian friends who have told me face-to-face within the last 6 months that came out of Iran. So you need to understand what's going on here. is the trigger for World War III is being built. And Obama's part of that process to destabilize and demilitarize America and destroy our economy and our borders. And that's why there's even collaboration with the Vatican to try to have this massive hirage to destroy the public safety of these peoples. Well, it's going to backfire on them, just like it's backfiring on Angela Merkel, who will be swept out of office very shortly. Le Pen will come in and Frexit will occur. You'll see the rise of the United States of Europe. Where I see this all going, though, is they're going to try multiple times to physically assassinate Donald Trump. But they're doing a character assassination. And this latest thing, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and all these other Confederates need to be arrested today. Not next week or next month. If Donald Trump lets these characters continue doing what they're doing, this is going to get dicey.
Yes.
And I really think we're at the point now. We're actually in a form. When I see Rosie O'Donnell, as Greg Gutfeld says in Fox News, there's the face of the Democratic Party. And she says, I say to Donald Trump and his band of rich, powerful scumbags, nyet, nyet. Well, let me tell you, I tell you, Rosie, you need to die of a piece of food stuck in your throat. God damn it.
Well,
I'm so sick of hearing her mouth. And people
it's not just Rosie O'Donnell, it's a whole Hollywood left liberal
set. I don't even understand. These people are suicidal. Do they understand in the totalitarian regime people that have her kind of attitude are the very first to be put in front of a firing squad? You're not going to order a latte delivered by a tank. That's not going to happen. She needs to get a little bit more realistic. These people are psychotic. The reason why they're psychotic is they're so damned evil, they don't want it uncovered what they're actually doing, which is so evil, so over the top, that most normal people can't believe it. That's why if you and I point out Pizzagate, and we call it Pedogate now, they say, Dr. Deagle, I thought you were a good doctor. I just think you're a nut now. You're talking about stuff that couldn't happen. Nobody would do that. And you know what the problem is? You're a Pollyanna person. Pollyanna people don't believe anything bad can happen. You don't even die, really. You just walk from this world to the next, and it's pleasant. It's like a little sheet is put over you, and when the sheet's lifted up, you just grow wings and fly away. No, death is pretty damned ugly. And what human beings will do to other people, either personally or in war, and I just watched Hacksaw Ridge, makes the actions of wild animals with their cortex being eaten by a virus like rabies look like a garden party. So what we're facing right now is the demise of the human race. And Obama and Pedogate and all these other characters like George Soros, they're the maestros behind it. Like, I think of George Soros as being like the Emperor Palpatine behind the scenes, kind of orchestrating all this stuff. Or maybe from the movie Dune, the Baron Harkonnen. I mean, this is really flying around this gravity chair with his heart plugs and all those people so he can drink their blood. Sickening. We need to deal with it. If you don't deal with it right away, it's gonna bite you. They may kill you too. If they can't take your character down or get you arrested or impeached under Article 25, they're gonna kill you. You better do something about it soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Cancellation's day of your stupidity, of your ignorance, and your ability to attack the messenger. We're canceling it for you. And if you think that you know better than us, have the nerve and the balls to actually confront us on air. Or after air, if you don't. Because let me tell you, I'm going to do a Brazilian headlock on you, and I don't tolerate ignorance. And I see a lot of disinformation out there. A lot of so-called even alternative broadcasters are either taking off and making statements that are not supported, or they're ignoring really important stuff and putting important stuff aside and dealing with other issues. What we're dealing with right now, this Towergate, I call it, is much more serious than anything else, and it fits perfectly with Pedogate. Let's call it what it is instead of Pizzagate. Let's call it Pedogate, which I think, Jim, you coined the term, didn't you?
No, it's been out there, Bill. There's so much about this, it's simply overwhelming.
I want you to go through some of the evidence that you have of the Trump is not releasing now, but you can be damn certain when Corey Lewandowski talks about this, and he did with Judge Jeanine on the weekend. And Judge Jeanine is freaking brilliant. This woman is a super genius legally. I mean, damn it. And the other one that I find particularly smart is Maria Bartiromo and Tucker Carlson, man. This guy is like a an intellectual wood chipper. You come and start saying, he'll bring you right back to the question, and then at the end when he starts his high-pitched chuckle laugh, you know he's got you. I mean, you're like the mouse pinned in the corner now, intellectually. It's just, it's embarrassingly funny. It's almost as funny as Greg Gutfeld, who's the best comedian.
I think Tucker has the best show on television right now when it comes to the news and analysis. He's so straightforward. He won't take any bullshit, and he cuts right to the heart of the matter. Yeah, he gets these really devious spokesmen for the Obama administration on there, and he just slices and dices and exposes them. Bill.
And they often will start to pontificate, or what's the process they call it in politics where they try to rail so much that you can't get a word in edgewise?
Yeah. They try to talk over Tucker, but he doesn't take that very well either.
Right, and at the end, of course, he just cuts him off. He said, I remember one guy a few weeks ago he had on who just made a statement that totally contradicted himself. He said, well, I won't have you back on. I said, I really can't stand the intellectual pain of it. He's too funny. But he does it actually in a very pleasant way. Like, he doesn't never raise his voice, never gets crazy. He stays on target. He cuts questions apart. And by the way, this is interesting. He's not a lawyer. This guy's just a smart dude.
He is. I want to check out more about Tucker, his background in education, because he's so good. Listen, Bill, I wanted to share a story with you. Last Thursday, I went to lunch with a friend who likes Rush Limbaugh, so he put them on the radio when we were going to lunch. And I was just tremendously impressed that he was laying out the deep state's current objective in a powerful broadcast.
Right.
Let me read you a bit of a write-up about it. The Democratic Party has been doing everything in their power to sabotage Donald Trump's presidency and will stop at nothing, top talking head Rush Limbaugh said on his radio show Thursday. They want to do everything they can to either render it meaningless and ineffective or to get him impeached or force him to resign. Obama's running it right out of his home in D.C., and he's using the group Organizing for Action, OFA, to facilitate it. Disruptions at town hall meetings, anti-Trump protests, you name it, and OFI is doing it. The group offers major opposition to the Trump administration, even been working from an indivisible anti-Trump training manual. They're outright dastardly. During the broadcast, he said, they're going after all of the people who are the closest advisors to Trump. They took out Rudy Giuliani right after the election with stories about his supposed ties to federal government. They took out Michael Flynn, where what Limbaugh was saying matches up perfectly with a recently perceived attack on the alternative media mega platform InfoWars 2, in which an advertiser reportedly took away a portion of InfoWars' revenue earning capabilities by banning InfoWars product ads from the platform ad roll. The powers that be thought Trump was just going to roll over and would be easy for them to handle, but they thought wrong. Here's Rush again. They thought Trump was going to continue to be what they think is a bumbling fool, Fortunately, luckily, running into good things, and eventually he was going to start bumping into bad things, and he's going to screw everything up. He didn't know politics. He didn't know the establishment. It was going to be easy to do and end runs around him. And that speech came, and in their minds, that's the greatest speech they ever heard, and it scared the hell out of them, explained over the airwaves. I think he's got it exactly right, and it's been this speech that has made it apparent, as I observed and others, that speech established Donald Trump as the President of the United States. It was a masterful speech, well delivered.
Well, I'll tell you what the real issue is. The speech set that the window is three things. Obamacare, which they're hiding. And by the way, I'm not impressed with Rand Paul. Rand Paul is out of his place, okay? Rand Paul needs to let the committee mark this up because it's going to be a real hell of a time to get it to even pass Congress, let alone the Senate. And when they say that they don't want to have any, entitlements, are they kidding? When you give health care to people who can't afford it because the current system isn't revised. Now, I'm putting together a video I'm going to send off to all my sources, including Bart Goldman, who knows Donald Trump directly, and Roger Stone, and that simply says the things that I've repeatedly said on this show. You need to have medics be able to train up to become surgeons. You need to get rid of fee-for-service. You need to get rid of state licensure. You need to get rid of malpractice. You need to have mediation. You need to allow equal playing field with functional medicine, and you need to have team approaches so there's team clinics, and the money needs to be a value-added tax that goes directly to the county, not the state. And the county has to have a group of citizens as well as health providers that include not only doctors but other health providers, so a team approach can hire people on an hourly wage with benefits, etc., so women and senior doctors that want to work part-time can still function. This is a crazy system. We wonder why we can't afford it. And the idea that we have death panels or any pre-existing condition garbage is obscene and evil. Evil as hell. I mean, the fact that Easy Kill Emanuel designed this and he thinks it's still justified even years later, these are evil bastards. And the fact is, health care in Canada is not a lot better. I worked there in the Canadian system, and I can tell you it's ugly. Same with the British system. It kills people. And the problem is that they can fiddle with things and get the prices down, have more competition across state lines. But structurally, even the ideas that Rand Paul wants, this guy is a numbskull, okay? He just wants to have a system where basically everybody fends for themselves. In a current system that's out of control with malpractice costs through the ceiling, drug companies, big pharma, big medica running everything, it's just crazy shit, okay? So I was there, for example, in 1997. I did a locum with four doctors. I took over their internal medicine practice, worked in the intensive care unit. I was paid even working in the ICU from, say, 11 at night. I mean, I would be in there all hours of day and night. I was paid $65 an hour with no benefits, and the average ICU patient was $35,000 to $75,000, $80,000 per day. Let me tell you, those big hospital corporations are going ka-ching, ka-ching, work your butt off, Deagle, and if you happen to die of faceplant in the ICU, tough on you because you've got no benefits. In fact, if you can't afford health care, you got nothing. Okay? So if they think that this system just rearranging the deck chairs, which most of these politicians want to do, and the Democrats screwed up big time, but the Republicans are trying to put something together that they know won't get them destroyed in the next election. They need to realize if you don't structurally change the healthcare system completely, get rid of insurance, get rid of state licensure, allow lateral training so you can start off as a chiropractor and become a orthopedic surgeon. I mean, it's the business of the person that wants to get trained up if they can qualify for the educational knowledge and the skill sets in the surgical center. That's their business. It's not the business of government to limit the number of providers, which is why we're short by hundreds of thousands of even doctors, let alone all the other types of health providers we need, like occupational therapists. And having occupational medicine separate from regular medicine is stupid. That's why a car costs $12,000 more to make it in Ohio as it does in Oshawa, Ontario. So we're killing ourselves. We're committing what I call medical harikari. We're stupid, we're dumb, and we're letting them be manipulated by everybody, including these politicians.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, basically, he needs to be a man of action. Arrests need to happen. This is enough crap. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing the latest attacks against Trump. I do not want to hear that a bullet grazed the side of his head, his men scurried him away, and he's bleeding. And I don't want to hear the story now that he has to travel outside in a Pope-mobile in order to even publicly be there. Anybody who's thinking that Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and George Soros need to be able to breathe our oxygen, they're nuts. We need to start taking serious measures against these people now. I don't want to hear any more of this crap. I want Donald Trump to be the president. This is a state of war. We have a civil war on our hands right now, don't we?
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct, Bill. And it's embarrassing, but some fairly good journalists are just falling all over themselves with repeating complete and utter nonsense. For example, I ran across a column by Cynthia Tucker in the Wisconsin State Journal. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner. I've invited her to appear on my radio show, The Raw Deal. There's not a chance she'll do it. But here's what I wrote to her. Cynthia, as it happens, I have several shows, but the one on which I would like to feature you is The Raw Deal, Tuesday, Thursday, rentsradio.com, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right.
I'm especially interested in your assertion, quote, "Not one scintilla of evidence suggests Clinton's popular vote victory, she garnered nearly 3 million more votes nationwide than Trump, was a result of illicit activity." In your column in the Wisconsin State Journal for March 2017, page A7, in a column entitled "Russian Interference Demands a Special Prosecutor," "I'd like to discuss what I take to be overwhelming proof that you are wrong, including Jerry Brown's motor voter law of 2015, with a link to the article, New California Bill Will Allow Illegal Aliens to Vote, Obama's appearance on a Latino TV program encouraging illegals to vote, with a link to an article, Obama Encourages Illegal Aliens to Vote, and Jill Stein's recount, which led to the discovery of massive voter fraud in Michigan, with a link to the article, Michigan Recount Reveals Massive Voter Fraud by Hillary Clinton Precinct, which vote 95 for Hillary, found to have vast numbers of uncounted votes. And then I sent, actually, those links. Having offered courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, it would be my inference that this easily available, if you bother to search for it, qualifies as somewhat more than a scintilla of evidence that Hillary's popular vote was powerfully affected by voter fraud. In dealing with controversial subject myself, I ask my critics to be very specific about what I have said and why I have said it, and then explain what I have wrong and how I know. I have done that here with you. I often read your columns, and while I do not always agree with you, I regard you as a person of intelligence and integrity. Given the proof I have adduced that you, in this instance, were wrong and have published a very misleading statement about a matter where you do not appear to have done your homework, I would like to interview you on my show, The Raw Deal, at your earliest opportunity to give you a chance to explain away the evidence I have linked here. As a Pulitzer Prize winner, I'm certain that you value your reputation with the public for whom you publish your columns. An even better solution to maintain your dedication to truth would be to correct the record in the same venue where you falsely affirm the claim about which I am calling you out. It would be refreshing to read a correction of the record in your column, lest you become one more in a long line of columnists and reporters who are known for publishing fake news. With appreciation for your consideration, Jim, James H. Fetzer, Ph.D., McKnight Professor Emeritus, University of Minnesota, Duluth.
Let me give you a kind of a surgical invitation. You're a chief surgeon, and you're inviting a patient to undergo surgery in your clinic, and you're going to surgically remove lies from their body. And you realize that this can be done under local anesthetic because it's not a big lie. But if it's a large lie, you probably won't have an adequate amount of anesthetic, so the patient's going to suffer a lot. And you're advising them that because they must be just misinformed or not properly researching the issue, I'm certain it's a small lie or a misinterpretation of how you interpret things. So therefore, you just need local. So come on down. The treatment is free. And you'd like to just have a dissertation and remove this lie painlessly with a little local anesthetic, and everything will be fine. Now, she knows damn well that if she comes into your surgical suite, you're going to have bone saws, separators, clamps. You're going to have a full team there. And although they're going to be a little local anesthetic, this is going to hurt because she's lying through her teeth. And the problem is that the lying mainstream media stands on their so-called credentials. Many of these credential universities have now been for generations building up their foolishness by passing courses to their students, telling them that this form of leftist lying is perfectly a good thing, although in fact this is the basis for all the totalitarian regimes in human history. What we have right now is universities that train people how to misinterpret, misrepresent, and to lie to the public and stand on credentials that are full of crap.
Well, I think you're certainly on the right track, and this political correctness has been used as a club to suppress critical thinking, Bill.
Oh, absolutely. That if you're a professor yourself, you can see this, that these people will, parade out their credentials, but they won't parade out their own mouth and answer questions on air when they don't realize that they don't have a preset lot of questions like they were given by, Donna Brazile to the Hillary Clinton. I call the Wicked Witch of the West the Hilda Beast. Is her own public name, Hilda Beast. That's why Obama is like, I use my Austrian, he's the Obama Nida. Okay, so we need to call it what it is. These people are pseudo-intellectuals, and they're liars, and they're a form of geopolitical insurrectionists.
Yes, I think that's all true. Yeah. I think that's all true. And the fact is, they can't accept that they lost. Hillary ran a terrible campaign. Michael Moore even predicted in advance she would lose because she neglected the white working people in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. That's exactly how it played out. She's such a corrupt candidate. I mean, how disillusioning that the DNC was sabotaging the campaign of the candidate who might have actually beaten Donald Trump, namely Bernie Sanders. I might myself have even voted for Bernie because he was against the TPP, wanted to end the wars in the Middle East, and I agree with him on so many of the social issues. where I disagree with the Donald. But given a choice between Hillary, the monster, the corrupt, maybe the most in our history to run for president of the United States, it was a no-brainer to vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. So to me, you know what I'd like to see, believe it or not? I'd like to see some advisory capacity. It doesn't have to be part of the cabinet for Bernie Sanders. Because a lot of Bernie people transferred over to Trump, but we need even more. We need to realize that the social views of a person who's a doctor and wants to fix the system, and has some ideas, doesn't have all of them, obviously. He's long on the idea of understanding the problems. He's short on the idea of how to create solutions. Okay, Donald knows how to make solutions. But I think that Bernie should be an advisor. That's my view.
I agree with that. I think it would be.
If we had Bernie coming in and making public statements in agreement with, say, Paul Ryan and part of the cabinet, and it doesn't have to be the same solution. We need to start coming together as a country. This is ridiculous.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And welcome back. So, where do you think this is going? I think this is going to blow up one way or the other. This is the first time I've seen the focus put back on Obama. And the fact that Trump is not going to provide any further comments either on Tweetville or any public statements by his, you know, by his national advisors or Homeland Security or anybody is good, because he's saying, I'm going to just hand this over to congressional investigators. Obama must be shaking in his boots now if he has any sense, although I saw the pictures in the weekend on Drudge, and it looks like O is still smiling. This guy is such a psychotic maniac. You just see him with that broad, you know, Joker smile. I mean, he could have tried out for the movie The Joker, and he would have got the part. I mean, he looks like the Joker. I mean, if you want a new Joker in the future, by the way, Hollywood, make him Obama or Obama lookalike.
Well, I think so much of this is desperation because of the grand jury that Sessions has now convened over the pedophile scandal known as Pizzagate. It's made its way to Germany. There's a very good, what appears to be a very good, judging from the images they use in Germany about Pizzagate. We have the discovery that Jeff Bezos on Amazon.com has been hailing, promoting, selling a pizza pentagram woman's T-shirt, which child advocates are calling for Jeff Bezos' head. The backlash over Amazon selling the pedophile's guide to love and pleasure shows no signs of dying down, even after the company apparently pulled the controversial book from circulation. The author of this book, The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct, have arrested the author, Philip Ray Greaves. The second was arrested after he sold and mailed a signed copy of his book to undercover police officers. He very proudly sold us his personal copy, Polk Sheriff Grady Judd told the Associated Press. I was outraged by the content. It was clearly a manifesto on how to sexually batter children. You just can't believe how absolutely disgusting it was. Where those involved here include, it appears, Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Tim Kaine, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, John Brennan, James Clapper. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, George Soros, and Maxine Waters are all involved in this effort to upend the Trump administration. I have a hard time believing any of them could have been involved in child pedophilia, though I guess I can't put anything over, you know, off of George Soros. It's an outrage, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what we're dealing with is we're getting down to the ugly center of the abscess in our geopolitical system. It now needs to be exhumed, power washed out, and the capsule de-encapsulated and cut out with lasers and cauterized. That means Trump needs to do something serious now. Arrest warrants need to happen. We need to start really doing something serious here, because this is trying to paralyze government in a time of very grave danger economically and geopolitically and militarily. And if they think things are just going to go away, they're going to go away if they can kill Trump and destabilize the government to the point where we don't have one, and then all hell is going to break loose. We'll have full force, bloody civil war.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.